This is Offering Christ Today Audio. I'm Kwesi Kanah. Today's article is entitled, The Evangel. What's That? Part 1 of a series. Evangelism has become a problematic term for some in the 21st century. Just what is the evangel? In the early church, three Greek words described the evangel: euangelestai, martyrein, and kerosene. Translated, these three words mean to tell good news, to bear witness, and to proclaim. This article will focus on the good news. The good news. What was the good news that Jesus shared? The first evidence of the good news is found in Luke's Gospel when Jesus recited a lesson from Isaiah 61. Jesus stood in the synagogue and read, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." This is found in Luke chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. This passage underscores care and concern for the poor and marginalized people of society. The good news offered relief and release. The year of the Lord's favor, also called Jubilee, represents a forgiveness of past burdens and a fresh start. How might your local church offer relief from past burdens, spiritual, physical, financial, and social? Two emphases: repentance and the kingdom or reign of God. The early church emphasized two key elements of the good news. One, repentance. Repentance means turning away from evil and turning to good, located in salvation through Jesus Christ. The second emphasis was the announcement of the kingdom of God or God's reign on earth. How do you talk to people about repentance? The invitation to repent or turn away from evil is still relevant today. Offer people hope that they can live a better life apart from participation in evil, however that evil may be manifested. Just as in addiction recovery programs, admitting that one is participating in evil is the first step toward healing. Highlighting the characteristics of Christian behavior is another. You can highlight the fruit of the Spirit found in Galatians 5, 22 and 23, or the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, or the love chapter found in 1 Corinthians 13. These are all ways to help people realize the need to repent and embrace a God-directed life. How do you talk to people about the kingdom or reign of God? The announcement of the kingdom or God's reign is another key point of the good news. For decades, many churches and parachurch organizations emphasized conversion in order to get to heaven. By contrast, Jesus Christ's foundational message was, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is near." His emphasis was on conversion that led to a change in behavior, thought, and action. These changes indicated that a person was choosing to live as a new citizen in God's kingdom under God's reign. There is a marked difference between the two approaches. Salvation with heaven as the only goal has a distant orientation. It can leave the new convert questioning what he or she should do now as a Christian. By contrast, salvation that invites us to be participants in God's kingdom and reign has a present orientation. The focus is on what is necessary now to live in this new reality. What does your preaching and Bible teaching emphasize? How do we share the good news today? One simple thing is to share with others the various things that Jesus said and did. According to some academics, we have now entered into the third or fourth generation of biblically illiterate people in the United States. That means that sharing the stories of Jesus is more crucial now than it ever has been before. There are simple ways to share the good news in your family. For example, share Bible stories with small children. Many children and adults are not familiar with Bible stories. Learn to tell these Bible stories vividly and dramatically. Invite children to play one of the roles of a Bible character. After children become familiar with the story, invite them to tell the story in their own words. Here's a second idea. Sing Bible story songs at home, in the car, and during walks in nature. Through stories and songs, the Bible can be etched easily on the soul. Finally, refer to Scripture in prayer. You could read a portion of Jesus' teachings or actions and use the reading as a springboard to a prayer time between spouses or between parents and children. For example, you could read, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger," from Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1. Then you could pray, "Dear God, help us to speak softly, respectfully, and kindly toward one another today. Amen." I'm Kwesi Kanah, Director of Evangelism at the General Board of Discipleship of the United Methodist Church. You've been listening to Offering Christ Today audio. To hear or read more Offering Christ Today articles, visit www.umcevangelism.org. The scripture quotations in today's lesson are from the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible, copyright 1989 by the Division of Christian Education of the National Council of the Churches of Christ in the USA, all rights reserved, used by permission.